Impossible to find true meaning apart from our Creator. You know, but we can only find it when we are in a relationship with Him.
That sounds amazing. But where do you even begin to have a relationship with a God you can't see?
Listen, God has revealed Himself to us in many ways. You find Him in nature, that's His creation. You find Him in His Word contained in the Bible. And you find Him through Jesus Christ, His Son, that He sent to die for us. You know, God loves you so much and is ready to reveal Himself to you if you let Him in. I'm actually glad that you've asked this question.
Wow, that's amazing. How do I let Him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Demands transparency and action over ZAMSA audit scandal. Government criticized for commercial approach to energy sector. And Angola protests turn violent as police crack down on fuel hike demos. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Margaret Mwanza. The National Freedom Front, NFF, has called for full transparency and swift criminal prosecutions following revelations of alleged large-scale corruption at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency. NFF Secretary General Harry Simuntala says the findings of the recent forensic audit confirm what he describes as deep-rooted and systemic corruption under the current government. Mr. Simuntala claimed the scandal is not a result of mere mismanagement or human error, but rather a well-orchestrated scheme involving individuals in leadership who are looting public resources under the guise of service. These revelations are just the tip of the iceberg in a compromised public service system where procurement procedures and tendering processes are deliberately bypassed by members of the current regime, said Mr. Simuntala. While acknowledging the statement issued by State House, Mr. Simuntala said what the country now needs is not public relations gestures, but decisive and genuine action. He warned that dissolving boards, making cabinet reshuffles, or advertising positions could merely serve as distractions meant to pacify the public without addressing the root of the problem. Mr. Simuntala has since demanded that all those involved face criminal prosecution beyond just junior or civil servants being scapegoated. He further called for the immediate public release of the full forensic audit report, including the names of all individuals implicated in the scandal.
We demand that the same zeal law enforcers apply when dealing with political opponents, specifically those that are vocal, should be applied on corrupt elements, as they directly deprive the country and its people of much needed resources. We call for the immediate release of the full audit report to the public, including the names of individuals implicated in this fraud. The president's proclaimed fight against corruption must be tested, not massaged through State House public relations.
The Zambia Police Service has reported a total of 9,377 road traffic accidents across the country during the second quarter of 2025, representing a rise of 342 cases compared to the same period in 2024. According to Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamonga, 522 of these incidents were fatal, resulting in 642 deaths, 42 more than the previous year. Another 939 were classified as serious, leaving 1,826 people with severe injuries. 1,816 were slight accidents, with 2,942 minor injuries recorded, said Mr. Hamonga in a statement issued to RTV News today. The majority of incidents, 6,100, were damage only, involving no injuries.
When compared to the second quarter of 2024, which recorded 9,035 cases, there has been an increase by 342 incidents. Fatal accidents increased from 469 in 2024 to 502 in 2025, resulting in 42 more deaths. Serious accidents rose from 876 to 939, while the number of people seriously injured increased from 1,570 to 1,826.
Meanwhile, police at Mutendere Police Station have launched an investigation following a brutal incident of aggravated robbery and murder that occurred during the early hours of today, Wednesday, July 16, 2025, at Ruby's Filling Station, located at the crossroads of Alik Nkata and Kudu Roads in Helen Kaunda area. In a separate statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Hamonga said the report was officially received at 08 hours by Mutendere Police from David Piri, aged 28, station manager for Ruby's Filling Station. He said preliminary investigations reveal that on July 15, 2025, at about 15 hours, two fuel attendants reported for duty scheduled to knock off at 07 hours on July 16, 2025. However, at approximately 03 hours, the attendants were ambushed and violently attacked by a known number of criminals suspected to have been armed with unidentified weapons. Mr. Hamonga said the two attendants have been identified as Siweso Akaliwa, female, who sustained severe head injuries inflicted with a known object and was pronounced dead upon arrival at Levi Mwanawasa University Hospital, and Mapalomwela, male, who is currently battling for his life at the hospital after sustaining multiple head injuries from the assault. He remains in critical condition. Mr. Hamonga has confirmed that no arrests have so far been made and no property has been recovered, and that investigations are underway.
Two fuel attendants reported for duty scheduled to knock off at 07 hours today, the 16th of July 2025. However, at approximately 03, the attendants were ambushed and violently attacked by a known number of criminals suspected to have been armed with unidentified weapons. The two attendants have been identified as female Siweso Akaliwa, age not yet established, who sustained severe head injuries inflicted with a known object and was pronounced dead upon arrival at Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital. Male Mapalomwela, who is currently battling for his life at the hospital.
Economist Yusuf Dodia has attributed the continued appreciation of the kwacha against major convertible currencies to increased export earnings flowing into the country. For the past 3 months, the kwacha has steadily strengthened and is currently trading at around 23 kwacha to the US dollar. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Mr. Dodia expressed confidence that the currency's performance is sustainable as it is being driven by real export proceeds under the government's export proceeds tracking framework. This means that businesses can now plan on a medium to long-term basis with the expectation that prices of commodities will begin to decline due to the strengthening of the kwacha, said Mr. Dodia. He added that by the end of July, the positive trend is likely to result in noticeable reductions in the cost of goods and services. Mr. Dodia emphasized that the kwacha's continued appreciation depends on the government's commitment to maintaining the export proceeds tracking framework.
This means that businesses can plan on a more medium to long-term basis, where they know that going forward, prices are going to come down because the kwacha gets stronger every month or every week. Therefore, if they keep their prices high, they may not be able to sell their products. So I expect that within this month of July, coming towards the end of July, we'll be able to see now commodity prices beginning to come down and benefiting the greater majority of Zambian people.
Opposition Citizens First President Harry Kalaba has expressed concern over government's continued commercial approach to the energy sector, warning that it prioritizes profit over the welfare of ordinary Zambians. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voice Chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Kalaba criticized government's frequent pronouncements about continued electricity exports, saying such policies ignore the challenges faced by Zambians and small businesses struggling with load shedding. Zambians should not be made to pay for the inefficiencies of ZESCO just so it can export power to stay afloat, said Mr. Kalaba. He questioned the rationale behind supplying electricity to other countries while local small-scale businesses are being crippled by inconsistent power supply. It is pointless to serve other countries while small businesses are dying locally, said Mr. Kalaba.
Issue ya malaiti temubuchi mweka charofe chonse. Kaina mfobula nda kutilaba anaba nandi uko.
bangashiya ndi amasaloni nabe.